communicating about race seems to be one of the hardest things that we Americans have a real tough time with that. Race isn't the only thing, obviously, with at the core of the different concepts of Fiesta, but it's a big part of it.
Yeah. Right?
You know, if you were to put in blunt terms, if you were to try and tell, you know, a white person what they don't understand about a Hispanic person's view of Fiesta, what would you say?
You know, I think the Fiesta that we see today is a testimony to the creativity of who we are becoming. That innovation, that sense of improvisation, what the scholar Tomás Ibarra Frausto calls the culture of rascuachismo, of taking things that are at hand, off-cast, recycled elements, mixing and matching, making the best of a maybe not great situation. That's been our tradition. Rascuachismo, we might also think of as ass-backwardness, you know, something that was used as a way of lampooning our community has been turned into a creative force. And San Antonio has become a kind of a capital of rascuachismo. So, you know, there might have been a time when there was more aggression about the way that these rituals were performed and the way they were witnessed by the Mexican-American community. I think increasingly those folks who sought to use irony, humor, the carnivalesque as a way of countering a legacy of Anglo supremacy in this place has turned out to win the day.
So I'm sensing that from you, it's almost like the Fiesta's, you know, now kind of become a bit of a Trojan horse that, you know, they kind of taken over the...
You know, this, like I say, you know, it's kind of ironic that it's a vehicle invented by, you know, this the most exclusive quarters of San Antonio's past. We had our share of violence and lynchings and worse, but the spirit that's prevailed, at least for now, has been one of improvisation, irony, humor, festivity. That's unique. That's unique. But it remains a struggle, you know, even with recent adoption of Mexican-American studies from the State Board of Education. One of the state board members said, you know, he doesn't like hyphenated Americans. This is a hyphenated place. San Antonio is a hyphenated place, and we live in the hyphen.